Okay, the State of Arizona Acupuncture Board of Examiners meeting for March 27, 2024, being held telephonically, will come to order. The director will please note the roll.
Absolutely. Board Member Tomas.
Here.
Board Member Klein.
Present.
Board Member Lahavi.
Present.
Board Member Fontes.
Present.
And Chairperson Tan.
Present. Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to the Acupuncture Board of Examiners meeting. As this is a teleconference meeting, I will ask each member to identify themselves prior to speaking and that all votes be done through roll call via the executive director. The first item on the agenda is a declaration of any conflict of interest. Are there any? None being stated, we will move to agenda item number 4. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding legislation, substantive policy statements, and potential rulemaking. Director Jereminski, can you please provide a summary?
Absolutely, Chairperson Tan, board members. This is just kind of an informational thing. I'll go through the numbered legislation first. SB 1270 is a piece of legislation about open meeting law. Basically requires that there be enough seats for the amount of people that be attendance at the board meeting. And that it's about physical access for the most part.
Okay.
SB 1333 is a bill about I'm sorry. My brain just went blank. It's about the database that the Department of Health is putting together where we have to report revocations and apparently also surrenders of license.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. SB 1120. Let me just pull up my notes on that one. There's a striker that could have an effect on the board's ability to enforce and take disciplinary action against our licensees to enforce our practice act. So something that we're looking at, it basically requires it changes the level of communication and that the person making the complaint and the licensee has to have, so it makes it difficult for us to adjudicate our cases. So we're keeping track of it. I'm not expecting that one to go forward, but just informational and something to keep track of. The other bill is the homeopathy related bill. That is SB 1163. That bill has passed out of the Senate and has now passed out of the House Regulatory Affairs Commission or Committee, and that will now go forward to the floor of the House for vote. I don't expect that to have any, there to be anyone coming out against that bill. It does some things in the background for the homeopathy board about one of their license types, but it affects this board because it also states that the board, the director for the acupuncture board is the director for the board of homeopathy, that the boards will share resources and staff.
And that's just essentially formalizing the position we have already?
That is accurate, yeah. It's nothing's going to change for the board. It's just formalizing the process in statute.
Okay.
And should there be a move to combine boards? My guess is if they were going to issue make us combine, that they would probably combine the two, but we're not making a move to do that any further.
Well, I mean, it would, So that's a great question. You know, as far as, you know, administratively, it would be easier with one agency, because right now we have to create two budgets. We pay two bills for our accounting. We have to put together two strategic plans, two IT inventories, two everything, right? And so that's an administrative thing. So it'd be easier, you know, this kind of formalizes what we have. So we might be able to get away with some of combining some of those things. You know, I think the next step would probably be to combine our finances, you know, like the MD board and the physician's assistant board.
MD?
The medical doctor board, MD.
Oh, MD.
Yeah, MD board and the physician's
assistant board. Oh, those guys.
Yeah, they, all their fees go into a single revolving fund, bank account or whatever, and then the boards operate out of that account. And so that would be the next step and would probably simplify our budget process. Wouldn't have to be two of those, but would keep the boards separate. So if that's something that the boards were interested in, I probably would recommend doing something like that instead of combining the boards necessarily into one agency with one board, right? Because we want to keep autonomy.
Right. I'm fully on board. I don't know that we need... I mean, should there be financial... constraints at the board that, you know, are in danger, if we're in danger of going away, I could see that. But other than that, I don't know.
Yeah.
We want to keep autonomous both of these boards.
Right.
We can't.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Was there anything else, Director Jaraminski?
Not for those items. The other ones are just recurring agenda items in case any member had a question about something or wanted to bring something up. So.
Is there any discussion?
Is it? And are those items G, H, and I, are those items you want to keep putting on the agenda? There hasn't really been a lot of discussion about them in the last few months.
What are G, H, and I?
It's you know, it's just...
acupuncture assistance, herbal therapies, and the lasers.
Yeah, I would like to talk about that if I could. So as far as I know, there's only one registered assistant in Phoenix.
Yeah, that's interesting. And the next item is about the ratification. I don't see any acupuncture assistants being ratified, right? Correct?
So the community is under the... assumption, you know, that that the law is passed and you can just do it. And, you know, I kind of had a conversation, and it was just an awkward conversation because they were trying to tell me that, you don't have to do anything. It's already been done. We can have assistance. And I'm like, no.
Okay.
And they disagreed with me, and I don't know. We have no teeth to enforce this, and we can't get the message out to the licensees.
I'm sorry, Chairperson Tan, board members. We've sent out several communications about acupuncture assistance. I can send out another email to kind of remind everyone. Now it's been
send it to pointedly to the association, I think.
Yeah.
Those are the people. So usually I go to the, you know, annual Chinese thing, New Year thing, and they ask me to speak. And if there's something on my mind like that, I will say something and get my point across, usually in a overly heavy-handed way, but effective nonetheless. I was out of town and I could not address the community, but, you know, I find that the best way to address the community is to get in front of them. The message has not been received.
Sure. And I wonder how many acupuncturists are actually receiving those messages, or if they just go into the spam.
Well, I don't get them, do you?
Yeah, I don't receive them, to be honest. I'm not sure where they're coming from. Maybe we'll do a few test emails first, David, and try to sort that out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm happy to draft up something, send out another email. I'd like to, you know, we don't have a huge volume of new licensees coming in, but, you know, when I was at other boards, I would go to the schools and, you know, talk for about an hour about, you know, the licensing process and, you know, regulation and what's required, that sort of thing. And so I'd be happy to do that at,
brilliant.
I think PIMA's here and in town, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But again, that's not reaching a huge number of, you know, licensees.
No, I mean, that's probably the best way. I mean, whenever you can get a real person audience or somebody who has, you know, access to that, that'd be great.
No, that certainly sounds like it has value, and the proactivity of that and just knowing a little bit about the board and just introductory on that, that sounds like a good idea. If you can arrange that, Director Jerominski, that'd be helpful.
All right. I'll reach out to Catherine.
Thank you.
Was there any other discussion on any of those other topics, the acupuncture assistance, the herbal therapies, the lasers? I did see the association doing some light laser training coming up. Okay, do we need any motion here, David? I don't think we need any motion for this.
I don't think so, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to item number 5. Next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding application for licensure and certification. Director Jerominski, I'd like to introduce this item.
Certainly, and I'm actually going to pass this over to Richard. He does our initial applications and renewals, and just informationally, the board did ask that we put renewals on the agenda, so that is on item 5D, ratification licenses renewed by the director. So there's 55 of those, and 3 certificate holders have been renewed.
And just confirming, Richard, the certificate holders are the auricula?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, please, let us give us a short introduction.
All right, so I'm going to do each of these, the A, B, C, D, separately, so that way there's no confusion about the ratification of these. So item A is the ratification of licenses issued by the executive director. Both David and I reviewed the applications for licensure of these applicants, and we both found that they were within the, they followed all the requirements, met all the requirements, and were to be approved. So we asked for the ratification of items 1 through 7.
And just to confirm, they are new licensed acupuncturists. First,
correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, these are first-time applicants.
Thank and you. Chairperson Tan, board members, just information. There was a group of individuals that were held up because of some fingerprinting issues. Those came in just in the last couple of days, and so they weren't able to get put on the agenda. But I think we have, I want to say 8 or 9 that got approved in the last couple of days.
So yeah, the complaints about the length of the process, and it seemed like a unique situation. And if you can give us a little summary on that, Rich, would be helpful.
About the fingerprints.
Yeah, process. I mean, how long did it take these people to get their license overall?
Yeah, so I've noticed since I started back in, it was 2020 or so, with things being opening again after the the shutdowns and everything, the fingerprints were taking longer because they had an increased amount of fingerprints coming in through all the different boards for the state, and which made things take a lot longer. And then things started getting a little bit better. And then after our the review with the fingerprinting, and we talked with them about, we've moved to the fingerprint clearance cards, but the FBI has not approved that. Both David and I have been trying to figure out, where that is, what's going on. If it's in our statutes and rules, we just are not on the application because we not have the approval through the FBI. And so they moved us to be doing state-only fingerprint cards. So we still are doing the cards, but they're only doing state-only checks. And because of that, they changed the pricing. So instead of $22, applicants are to send in a money order of $5. And it's been going, there were some that were held up because they submitted their fingerprints during that change, so we were unaware of with the pricing. But I have noticed they've been coming back a lot quicker, within about a month or so instead of several months. I'm hoping that continues and that it will improve even more as we have more applicants and as time moves on.
So Richard, and maybe Director Jereminski, the fingerprinting card moving to just state approval, is that now just the standard we're going to stick with, or are we still seeking that federal approval of the original fingerprint card that was recommended to us?
Yeah, Chairperson Tan, board members, we are authorized by statute to use a fingerprint clearance card for our licensing, initial licensing, and for our renewals. However, fingerprints are federally controlled, and so in order to be on the list of individuals that can get access to the information on the fingerprint clearance card, we have to get approved through the FBI. And so there's a process, there's a team over there that does that. Apparently they're several years behind. There are boards that have been in this since 2021 that still have not been approved. And so we are, breathing on them as much as possible, but we're not the only people in this situation.
We're still in the process.
Yeah, yeah. And we're not the only people bored in this situation, and the legislature's aware of it. They're trying to do something about it. So we'll see what we can do. In the meantime, because our fingerprinting authority was removed and exchanged for the clearance card, we're not able to do the federal checks right now. And so we're doing the state level checks through DPS until it gets resolved.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And Richard, yeah, please continue.
Okay. This is item B, ratification of certificates, which are the auricular acupuncturist issued by the executive director. Items applicants 1 through 8, Dave and I reviewed their applications and found they qualified for the issuance of a certificate through meeting all the requirements, and asked for the board's ratification of these certificates.
Good.
At the moment, we do not have any acupuncture assistants. I do have a few people who, or one person who has just emailed me today asking about getting their program that they're putting together approved and before the board. So I'll be making sure they have all of that and getting it to David so we can both review it and then bring it to you guys in a future meeting.
Okay.
To review for approval for their training.
Okay.
Item D, the ratification of licenses renewed. Items 1 through 55, all of these current licensees went through the approval process and met all of the requirements for approval through the next year. With the Thentia system, it goes a little bit faster for these people to go through and get their approval done. The system goes through the checks and then notifies me if there's any new problems, someone's payment didn't go through, they answered a question. Yes. You have a question, Sally?
I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just planning ahead for the one or two names that are not on the list because of the delay with the fingerprints. Are we they came in, but they're not on the list. Are we not approving them, or are we approving them? That was licenses A.
Back to A.
Chairperson Tan, Board Member Lahavi. So these are votes to ratify the board delegated license issuance to staff. So now those individuals have been reviewed and approved. Their licenses have been issued, and they're able to start working immediately. And then we put them on an agenda for the board to ratify that issuance.
That's just the ratification. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Richard, can we also confirm these new renewals are all paying the new license, your fee that was set in the last board meeting?
Yes, they are. I went through and worked with the Thendigas IT department to get those fees updated. Dave and I worked with, we have a contact there who kind of helped make sure our tickets are going through and our questions are answered. And that one we were able to get taken care of pretty much right away. It was a very easy fix to get the new payments in.
Okay, good.
For these renewals, the increased renewal fee.
Yeah, the just informationally, the renewal fee didn't go into effect online until about 10 days into February.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just because of the processing through the system and
all that. Process. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's satisfactory. Okay, and the final one, E here.
This is asking for this is about the ratification for certificates of regular acupuncturist. Items 1 through 3, we just had a few regular acupuncturists over this time who submitted new applications, and the renewal went through just fine. I reviewed them as well. If there were any issues, they had also paid the increased fee. And as for the board's ratification on the certificates, renewed.
Okay, thank you. Was there any discussion or questions on the licensing process? If there's no objection, may I have a motion to approve items A through E, the licensure and certification?
This is Board Member Lahavi. I move to approve items A through E. Yeah. Licenses and certifications.
And the ratification. Do we have a second?
Board Member Jose, a second.
Good. Board Member Jose. We have a motion by Board Member Lahavi and seconded by Board Member Jose to approve items A through E for licensure and certification. All in favor?
Aye. Board Chair, this is Mona Baskin. I believe at the beginning of the meeting you stated that all motions will be conducted by roll call.
Okay, telephonically, yeah. Okay, roll call. Dr. Jarominski, could you call the roll? All those in favor?
Absolutely. Chairperson Tan, I would love to do that. Board Member Lahavi.
Aye.
Board Member Tomas.
Aye.
Board Member Klein.
Aye.
Board Member Fontes.
Aye.
And Chairperson Tan.
Aye. So that passes unanimously. The director will record the vote, please. Item number 7, the next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding the executive director's report. Director Jarominski?
Yeah, absolutely, Chairperson Tan, board members. So just, you know, just informationally, things are kind of going along as normal here in the office. There aren't a lot of changes or excitement here in state government.
The board office highlights.
What's that?
The board office highlights.
Yeah, exactly. We're just kind of chugging along. We're still mostly working from home, and we'll be in about once a week. Richard's usually here on Mondays, and he'll also come in if an applicant needs something in person. And I'm usually here once a week on a different day for one thing or another. So Otherwise, we're working from home still. I'm in the office today. The surveys are generally positive. You know, I always say this, but, you know, in other agencies that I worked at, in other surveys I've seen, you usually see kind of a bowl, you know, shape of surveys where there's a lot of people who are upset, and then there are just a few people that are happy with you, that are reporting for, that are filling out the surveys. And in this agency, it's kind of a ramp, and with most people filling out the survey that are pleased with us, and just a few unhappy. And so that's, you know, I think a testament to the policies the board's enacted, and to Richard for doing a good job on the phones and with the emails and communicating with the licensees. So congratulations to all of you. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Makes my job easier. We talked about fingerprinting a little bit already, and where we're at with the clearance card, the fee increases. If you'd like, Chairperson Tan, board members, I'd be happy to talk a little bit about where the fee increases are, what they're doing with our budget so far.
Sure. I think actually that introduces into item number 8. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
We have the next item on the agenda, review, discussion, and possible action regarding the budget and the fees.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Chairminski, please, introduction.
Absolutely. Chairperson Tan, board members. So just, you know, there hasn't been a lot of time for the fee increases to take effect and have any real change on our bottom line. You know, they only went into effect really about 10 days into February, and we don't have the numbers back from March yet because the month hasn't completed, so it's hard to say how that's being affected. But I can say that in fiscal year 2022, in February, the board had about $14,500 in revenue. In fiscal year 2023, in February, the board had about $14,200 in revenue. But this last February, the board pulled in $15,575. So it's about $1,000 more than the last couple of years, and it wasn't even a full month. So I'm really hoping that this will kind of steady the bank account and put us on good footing into the future.
Okay, excellent.
Are there any significant expenditures coming up?
You know, we pay rent on a quarterly, we pay for our accounting on a quarterly, things like that. And so they are coming up, you know, but nothing unusual. We don't, right. We don't buy new computers or furniture or, you know, big copiers or anything like that. We don't buy anything for the most part. You know, we've eliminated most of our paper usage. You know, so we run a pretty lean ship, and we're trying to be good fiduciaries of the funds that we have. So,
thank you.
Any other discussion on the budget and fees? Okay, let's move to item number 10. The next item on the agenda is item number 9. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding the future board meeting dates and times. Director Jaraminski, confirming the meeting every other month at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely, Chairperson Tan, board members. We have scheduled every other month at the moment, all telephonically, all at noon, unless the board wants to change something. You know, much of the time we end up dropping the May or July meeting just because it's hot and everybody's getting out of town and doing things. And so, I'll stay in communication with the board chair as far as that decision goes.
Okay. Was there any discussion on the dates? Okay, good. Moving to item number 10. The next item on the agenda is the call to the public on non-agenda items. Being that we're meeting telephonically, you can choose. Okay. Are there any members of the public on this meeting?
No.
Okay, moving to item number 11.
Do we have enough chairs for them?
Item number 11. Are there any items board members would like to place on future agendas? Very good. Item number 12. There be no further business. We are adjourned at 12:33 p.m. Record time. Thank you, members.
Good job.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you, members.
Recording over.
Hold on one.